Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
That one's for you, Laurier.
Hey, don't even, because you know that your Waterlooians are going to be there too. The University of Waterloo kids will be there too. And so, hello, Conestoga. We can see you.
Do you remember the young lady we spoke to yesterday? What was she winning? Was she one of our standby list members? I think she was. Carly was her name.
Yeah.
And she was going to school today. I guarantee you.
Why? Because she goes to the University of Waterloo.
That's right. I guarantee you she's on the UW campus.
I believe you're perpetuating stereotypes. I believe that a beer or six has been drank at the University of Waterloo once or thrice.
The Bomber's a great place to visit.
Yeah, because remember, what was that a couple of years ago? I went to went for a country night at the University of Waterloo, and it was at the bar, the Bomber, and only at the University of Waterloo at a country bar dance party thing would there be drones flying around.
Absolutely,
only at the University of Waterloo.
It's the best
because they're so smart in there that they have party drones even. Not just, you know, research drones, party drones.
So we will be doing lots of day drinking along with Little Big Town today on this St. Paddy's Day. Average spend on green beer today, just over $35. That's like 6 pints, maybe 7. 5 with tip. So I don't know about that. That number might be a little low. 13 million pints of Guinness will be consumed worldwide today. That's a lot of Guinness.
This must be their biggest selling day.
It's got to be. The market value today for a pot of gold, $1.2 million. It's not bad.
Those leprechauns are going to get caught.
And we have a little bit of sunshine out this morning with rain expected later. There might be a rainbow. So
I
suggest you stagger to the end of it and see if you can find your $1.2 million.
I thought that we might get one yesterday with the hail and the sunshine, but I didn't see one.
There is a 70% increase in cabbage shipments during this week.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Big Irish meal.
I'm making that for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if the six-year-old wants to eat it.
New York City has been holding its annual St. Patrick's Day parade for 255 years.
That's a long parade.
That's a long parade.
Wow.
You'd hate to get stuck in traffic behind that one. And only for 21 years has Ireland itself held a St. Patrick's Day festival.
What?
That's right.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you, for 21 years. So 255 years, the damn parade's going on in New York. And for 21 years, Ireland says, okay, we'll do a St. Patrick's Day.
Were they just too drunk in Ireland to realize what day it was? Or what was... No?
I think you could have just stopped that with, were they too drunk in Ireland?
Yeah. So
The answer is yes, by the way.
I was just looking, because it's March break too, I was looking for like fun crafts to do this afternoon for March break, or for St. Patrick's Day. Did you people know that you can make Rice Krispie Square treats with Lucky Charms instead of Rice Krispies?
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I did not know. I just found this out on Pinterest. Also, that's easy. You know?
Yeah.
And sugary, delicious.
And colorful.
And there's already marshmallows in the Lucky Charms. Is that what you use for the
whole idea?
No. Those aren't.
You still use a normal marshmallow.
Right. Whatever that means, normal marshmallow. What the hell is a marshmallow anyway?
Sugar.